In Aurora, Colorado today, friends and family gathered for the funeral of Alexander Boyk. He was known as AJ. He was 18, a recent high school graduate, and he was killed in the mass shooting last week at the midnight premiere of the new Batman movie. Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus was at the funeral.
About 1,000 people packed the enormous Queen of Peace Catholic Church in Aurora, just over a mile away from the theater where AJ and 11 other people were killed. Many at the service were clad in purple, AJ's favorite color. Father Martin Lally noted the presence not only of family and friends, but politicians and police and fire chiefs.
Please know that we are here for all of you, and you are surrounded by a community of care here in Aurora.
AJ grew up a member of this congregation, and Lally told the crowd that he was baptized here.
It's easy for us today to remember AJ's life. Who can help but smile at the memories of a young man who loved life so completely, a young man with the soul of an artist who wanted to teach others.
AJ, a recent graduate of nearby Gateway High School, had planned to attend Rocky Mountain College of Art and Design in the fall. His uncle John Hoover told those gathered he was always drawn to art and music, but his first love was pottery.
Hours spent spinning clay and firing pots right where he wanted to be, creating something and bringing a pile of clay to life was what he wanted to do.
Hoover said he couldn't talk about AJ without commenting on his appearance and how it mirrored his free spirit.
He started growing what he tried to pass for a mustache. The first day he sprouted a hair on his face. He grew his long hair and his attitude was, "This is me, you love it. Don't be jealous."
AJ, he said, was one of the most popular kids in school, someone who was easy to get along with, comfortable in any crowd. He loved movies and rarely missed a premiere, which is why he went to the midnight showing of the Batman movie. His uncle ended by saying AJ wasn't the biggest guy, but he made up for it with a huge personality.
And we should celebrate AJ and know we are better people for having known him.
Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper also spoke at the funeral. He's gone to every funeral and memorial service held in the area.
Yeah, I guess I'm here as a messenger for probably 5.5 million people in Colorado that would be here if they could be.
At one point, he spoke directly to AJ's family in the front row, his mother, father, and one brother.
You are a symbol for us all of how to try and make sense out of something that is, at its essence, senseless.
5 people remain in critical condition at nearby hospitals. Dozens were wounded by the alleged gunman James Holmes a week ago in a horrific attack on the theater. Hickenlooper said the whole community is struggling to answer difficult questions.
And there is no one answer. There's no right answer. But I think we do have a choice to move forward.
The governor added that the community should use this time to do good and seek joy, as AJ would. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.